there is no debate on the adult cocktail.
Already solved. Go.
Because the Thang has already solved the issue of the Mount Rushmore of adult cocktails. And that's what we're looking at today.
Yes.
So are there any other rules or criteria to the adult cocktail?
It has to be a cocktail, so it can't just be beer. Gotcha. It can't just be
tequila.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a mixture of some sort.
A concoction.
Yes.
Something that a mixologist would do.
Yeah. Yes.
A bartender with a mustache and a trendy bow tie. That's the kind of thing that they would put together. As we submit, so we'll submit and then we'll argue about all of the different ones and then we'll decide.
We'll try to figure out what four.
If you would like to weigh in at 52353, this person has already submitted the screwdriver, which is vodka and orange juice, basically. Yeah. And I would say I would put that one in the maybe pile, but I don't see
it's not a strong one.
Is it gonna make
Cosmo.
It? The Cosmopolitan.
What's in a Cosmo?
Alcohol.
Well, I don't think we can put it on there.
Moscow Mule.
Cosmo. Moscow Mule. The Cosmopolitan is a, it's sort of like a martini. It's it's vodka based and then it's got the red sort of juices in it. Sometimes like cranberry juice or things like that.
So I legitimately have no clue what's in it.
Yeah. A Cosmopolitan. Yeah. It comes in a martini glass. It's red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that. Speaking of, I mean, there is a glass that's named after the drink, the martini. Uh-huh. I feel like there should be no debate that the martini absolutely has to be on.
And I think, and I will add to that saying that James Bond,
correct,
he drank a martini. That was a big, even before I knew what it was, I knew the name of it.
That to me seems like the George Washington of the cocktails.
I would like to put on there the mimosa because it is the drink of brunch.
Yes, I like that.
It is the drink of brunch.
No, absolutely not. There is no way we are putting a mimosa.
Mimosa bar?
Yes. And a mimosa bar.
That's a thing.
You're talking about things where you're going to make a drink. You want to be like a bartender, pouring some orange juice on top of a little bit of champagne. That ain't no cocktail. You just drizzled a little juice on your wine is what we have.
I think it counts.
We have two votes.
Nope.
Yep, we have two votes, Zach. Nope. It doesn't work that way.
There is no way I'm going to allow the mimosa to be on this list. I'm going to draw a hard line in the sand. You cannot tell me that the mimosa belongs
I think it's there.
The Jack and Coke.
I think if I looked up the same person that can make a mimosa that you talk about making a mimosa can make a Jack and Coke or a gin and tonic or a rum and Coke.
But not
if you brought up a bartender.
But I guarantee you that most people who make a mimosa at their house can't make those other drinks.
I bet you they can make a Jack and Coke.
A bartender can make anything.
Exactly. So why did you bring that up as an argument against a mimosa? You brought it up as an argument against a mimosa.
The mimosa is not a cocktail.
There is no way it is a cocktail. How is it less of a cocktail than a Jack and Coke? Because that was the next thing you said.
Because it is.
How?
Just cause.
No.
Mimosa's
on the Mount Rushmore.
It's too trendy and ridiculous. Argument. It's juice with a little champagne on top. Or if you're Monica, it's champagne with a tiny drop of juice.
A splash.
Thrown in there.
Yes.
It counts.
Mimosa's on there.
No way. I quit this mimosa.
All right, then you quit.
I don't want to be honest.
All right, so then we got mimosa. We'll do this without you then. Mimosa's on the Mount Rushmore.
All right, now Jack and Coke, is that one that needs to be on there? What about rum and Coke, which I hate rum.
I think rum is more popular. The rum and Coke is more popular than the Jack and Coke. I feel like people order that more often.
I don't know anything about the rum.
No. Gin and tonic is another one, too, that you have to consider. Okay, so we're throwing some out there for consideration. We're going to figure out if we can come up with a solution. So many drinks for the suggestion. So this is the Mount Rushmore of adult cocktails. So you can only have four. The four sort of most influential, quintessential, some other word that ends with ential, all of those things, and it's going to be hard. I mean, mojito, Bloody Mary, Pina Colada, Long Island Iced Tea, all of these are being thrown out there. Now, before we fight about the mimosa anymore, I think all of us in the room can come together and agree on Mount Rushmore entry number two, officially in. Martini is officially in. We've all agreed that was unanimous.
Yes. Okay.
I think margarita is up on the Mount Rushmore for sure.
It is.
An entire lifestyle is built around the margarita.
Yeah.
So we're going to say definitely on that one. Now, we'll get back to the fighting. I have a text from a bartender, 7-year veteran of the tending of bar. A mimosa is not a cocktail. It is only champagne and orange juice, and it is not considered a cocktail when we make them. From a bartender, that is not a cocktail.
That's
I say
great.
It comes off the list.
I still keep it on there.
That's off.
I still love a mimosa.
I know you can love it. There's so many great drinks.
And that's why I'm a bartender.
Alcoholic beverage, I'm considering it. Yeah.
The bartender says nay.
I mean,
I wouldn't consider.
I need your bartender license.
I would not consider a wine spritzer a cocktail because it's just wine in a spritzer, which is kind of what this is. Champagne with a little something something.
Nope. I'm keeping it on there.
Monica, I think you get it. I think you know what I'm saying here. And you can enjoy the mimosa all you want, but I don't think it goes on the Mount Rushmore.
It's a staple. It's a staple for a event.
It can go on the brunch Mount Rushmore.
No.
On a brunch.
If we take it off of the cocktail Mount Rushmore, then it goes on an alcoholic beverage Mount Rushmore then. Because then we're just being,
that'll be on
we're
Antoine's
just doing
podcast.
Semantics. It's just semantics.
Let's see if we can agree on number three. Is there a third one we can get in and then we can figure it out? So I would say the ones that are being considered for that would either be the old fashioned.
Uh-huh.
Because you got to have like a bourbon or a whiskey drink on there. You could do Jack and Coke instead. I think it's one or the other
on that
one.
I would say Jack and Coke instead.
What about like the Bloody Mary? Is that on there?
See, that's another
suggestion.
Because
that's one I don't like it at all.
I don't either.
But I think it's one where people enjoy
super popular.
That.
They got Bloody Mary bars. They put all sorts of foods on top of them and everything.
I think that has to be up there.
What about a gin and tonic? Gin and tonic.
See, I was thinking Long Island.
Oh, God.
Because while I don't like it, but it's popular. It's a drink. It's the alcoholic beverage of all college kids across the world.
They don't get to decide this Mount Rushmore. They're children. They don't know any better. Why don't we just put sippy cups on there?
I tell you what. You get rid of them. You get rid of the bars. They're spending all the money in the bars.
Kimmy in Buchanan, to me, has the definitive list. Margarita, martini, Jack and Coke, gin and tonic. That, to me, is the four.
See, I have a hard time putting gin and tonic on there. I just don't.
I feel like there's something else that should
good.
Be right there.
Yeah, and I don't think it's that. Yeah. Out of all the people I've met in my life, I know three people that drink it. You're one of them, Zach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but everybody I make a gin and tonic for becomes a convert to the gin and tonic. The
I'm
classic
not.
Cocktail.
You made one for me, and I'm not.
You are weird.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. There's a hole in your logic, sir.
I don't know you.
So we have two definites. Like
there's
got
to be a bourbon drink on there. I'm sorry. And
that's
I'm not even
say
a
Jack
bourbon
and Coke,
person.
Then.
So it's either Jack and Coke or it's the old fashioned, which is like the original drink of alcohol.
Oh. Well, I mean, either one. I don't care about that. Yeah, whatever you
want
to do.
I don't care. I hate them both.
But either one.
You know what? Let's go with Jack and Coke.
All right.
Because it's the one that people, you know what it is. You can identify with it.
Mm-hmm.
The old fashioned, it's definitely fancier. Someone toss in the whiskey sour, which is, my grandparents used to drink that one. Weird. Such a weird drink. All right. There's one final spot. It is either the gin and tonic. We've all agreed that the mimosa is not going on this thing, right?
I haven't agreed, but
Monica,
if I'm outvoted, then we'll take it.
You're looking at
from the bartender. They reached out and they said that they really don't consider it. I'll be fine with that. It's still number one to me.
It's coming down to either the Bloody Mary, the gin and tonic, or the mimosa. One final one that can go on. And I say absolutely not on the mimosa, but that is my opinion.
Well, then I'm going Bloody Mary.
Yeah, Bloody Mary is like the one.
A spite for me.
Well, I think it's more popular than a gin and tonic.
It is, and I told you, I don't like the Bloody Mary, but I think people do.
I hate the Bloody Mary.
But I think it's one that it's there.
I don't like V8 juice or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, tomato juice is not for me
It's popular.
Fine. This can be like the one president none of us can ever remember. That's the fourth one on the mountain. But okay, we'll go with Bloody Mary for now. All complaints can be directed to 52353. We have laid it down. Your Mount Rushmore is martini, margarita, Jack and Coke, Bloody Mary. End of story. Sorry, mimosa.